It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on reading the local police blotters. Several listeners suggested I tap the local police reports for show material. And now, having done so, I have confirmed that truth is truly stranger than fiction. I went to the Marin Scope online to read the Mill Valley and Sausalito blotters. I was disappointed to find that the San Rafael reports are not as timely nor as well reported as the other two cities. So come on, San Rafael, get with the program. I will hit some of the highlights from the blotters during this show, but save the best for last. The first thing you will notice about the reporting of the police incidents is that the writers at the Marin Scope have a little fun with the headlines and the content of the incident reports, particularly the more bizarre ones. For instance, when a resident complained for a second time about a next-door neighbor making noise while woodworking, the headline read, "Last Man Sanding." So a slanted digit of decadence goes to the Marin Scope staff for injecting a little humor wherever they can. I do have one bone to pick with the staff, but I'll raise that later. Mill Valley wins the prize for the best cyber complaint for the woman who called the police when she was locked out of her Facebook account. She promised the police she would call back after a computer technician looked at her machine. You can bet the Mill Valley police were anxiously awaiting her call. Under the heading Underwear Fraud in Mill Valley, an incident was reported where the perpetrator used a resident's information to open a fraudulent account at Victoria's Secret and charged over $700 in unmentionables. No mention whether the suspect was male or female. Could this crime be considered a panty raid? Several incidents were reported in Mill Valley of barking dogs, but each time the police arrived at the scene, the purported canine perpetrators were silent. Perhaps these pups have a good attorney who advised them to take the fifth early. Ace Ventura pet attorney? My second slanted digit of decadence, though, goes to the Mill Valley woman who struck her companion four times after doing coke and drinking a half a bottle of vodka. Now, I am not condoning the repeated assaults, but I do have to hand it to anybody who, after downing that much drugs and booze, can hit anything. I would likely be comatose on the floor. Now, let's turn to Sausalito. Some towns have bumper stickers about keeping it weird. Sausalito doesn't need no stinking stickers. Weird is a part of the town's DNA. Where else would the police blotter contain an incident where a man with a parrot attacked a woman? The heading for the incident? Pirate attack. My hat is off to the Sausalito police for their patience in responding to such incidents as the resident who wanted police to talk to the solicitors who flipped him the bird after leaving, and the resident who complained that offending dogs were running unleashed on the beach. I am sure the police have to be biting their tongues when they receive such dramatic calls. Under what has to be classified as a failure to communicate, a landlord reported to the police that a tenant broke a window in the rental unit, and the tenant's defense was that the toilets needed to be treated. I have not yet figured out the connection between the window and the toilets, unless, of course, there was a need for emergency ventilation in the bathroom. I am pretty sure the tenant was not a communications major. My third slanted digit of decadence, however, goes to the woman who stole a skateboard from a bar in Sausalito with the subsequently admitted intent of luring the owner to her home with possibly nefarious intent. In the log, the woman was reported as older, but the Marin Scope's headline described her as elderly. When the owner of the skateboard learned of the woman's intent, he reportedly declined any liaison, but did ask for a skateboard back. but I do think the woman could be onto something. Forget eHarmony and Match.com. Take the more direct approach and skate a date. I think the skateboard thief's intent was more like wheel and deal, but we'll never know. Now that's my bone to pick with the Marinescope staff. They selected the word elderly to describe the woman who was only 60. 60? That's not elderly. That's a kid. So, San Rafael, let's get your police log up to speed. Mill Valley, you scored well, but still need some improvement to bump Sausalito off the top rung. And Sausalito, good job in keeping it weird. If you need a good laugh, you need to look no further than your local police log at the Marinescope website. If you think you're going crazy, relax and read what your neighbors are doing. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.